Time now for Matt's opening thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
And here we go.
I mean, it's really nothing more than a self-absorbed monologue, a chance for Matt to rant about something and pretend he's a serious radio personality instead of a gas bag. Let's face it, he stole this idea from Dennis Miller.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I don't, as I just said, I don't normally do an opening thought on one game, especially a baseball game. There's 162 of them. How much can one game really mean? How can one game really mean so much? Logically and rationally, it doesn't. But damn, some games just piss you off. And last night's 4-2 loss to the Baltimore Orioles was one of them. Like, just angry. And this game was the worst moment for Rogers this summer since they lost all their services for a day. Come on over to Bell. Early on, the night looked like a lot of fun. The crowd was buzzing. Gorgeous night. The roof was open. Hey, Alec Manoah on the mound. Fun times. And then you had, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr. with that weird low angle laser shot home run where when the ball left the bat, you're like, oh, okay, that ball's gonna hit the wall, it could be like a double or some strange angled ground root double. Nope, home run. 2-0 Blue Jays. Manoah dealing. 7 strikeouts, no runs allowed through 4 innings. Then it all went downhill, and you could maybe have missed it, but the demise of the Blue Jays last night started not in the 5th inning, but started in the 3rd. We just didn't know it at the time. At the time, the team was getting to the Baltimore Orioles starter, Dean Kramer. Things were looking good. 3rd inning, Jays up 2-0, 2 men on, 1 out. Matt Chapman, double play, ground out to Mateo Jorge. And by the way, get used to that. That's going to come up a lot. Hey, no worries. Plenty more opportunities to score runs. I mean, it's not like the team was going to keep hitting the ball to the Orioles shortstop all night, was it? Right? Wrong. The offense for the Jays the last 5 innings, they did nothing after the 2-run home run by Vlad. 6 of their 7 hits came in the first 4 innings. The only other hit was a bunt single. This stat just shocked me. They did not, the Blue Jays hitters, you know, with all that power and talent and such, they did not hit a ball out of the infield in the last 6 innings. It 8 strikeouts versus 1 walk. Mateo, the shortstop, 9 assists. That is a season high for a shortstop this year in all of Major League Baseball. In fact, it's only the 4th time a shortstop has had 9 assists in a game ever. Baseball's been going on since before the Titanic was built, yet the Jays offense just did that last night. Then there was the errors. Jackie Bradley Jr. hasn't had an error in 3 years. Well, he had one in the 6th that led to a run. Alejandro Kirk, it was also the 6th inning, a perfect relay throw from Teoscar Hernandez. Ball goes off his hand. Baltimore is up 4-2, and that's all she wrote. By the way, why'd they charge that error to Teoscar? That was a great throw. Alec Manoah was fine. 4 hits, 4 walks, 7 strikeouts, gave up 2 home runs, 107 pitches. Can't get through the 6th inning, 2 walks in the 6th. Second walk ended his night. He was fine. Jays are slumping. They've lost 9 of their last 12. They've outscored 61-40. Hey, they still have the 3rd wild card. They're a game and a half back of Seattle for the 1st. But Baltimore's only a half game behind them. And by the way, more on Baltimore. Orioles, weren't you supposed to continue to be the bad team? You went 5-14 last year against the Blue Jays. This year, you've won 6 of 8. 4 of the last 5 full seasons, because, you know, COVID year. Baltimore's record coming into this year, 4 of the last 5 full seasons, 228-420. Let that sink in. In those 4 full years, they lost almost 200 more games than they won. 3 of those years, they lost well over 100 games a season. This year, they traded locker room favorite Trey Mancini. Yet they're the hottest team in the summer. This was supposed to be the team the Jays would fatten up on late in the year, like the schedule promised us. Remember at the start of the year, it's like, oh, the Yankees and Houston and Houston and the Yankees. Don't worry. Dessert is coming. Oh, it's a nice creme brulee of Baltimore Oriole. But no. Now, if you're looking for the good news, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Braves over the last decade, all these teams have won World Series with 90 wins, 88 wins, 83. So that's the good news. The bad news, Jays are now 12 games under 500 against teams with a record of 500 or better. That's not a small sample size. That's 72 games. From a gambling perspective, you got to keep avoiding the Blue Jays. I was saying this the last couple days. Baltimore was plus 180. I know Manoah was on the mound, but the Jays can't hit. Jays can't field. And yet they were favored by that much against a super hot Orioles team. My God, it's like the Maple Leafs when you look at them and their odds to win the Stanley Cup. It's gotten so bad right now. We're excited that Ross Stripling makes his triumphant return. Think about in April. Think about in April how you felt about what Ross Stripling would mean for the Blue Jays versus how it feels on August 17th. And it's nothing against him. He's been great this year. Full tip of the cap to him and what he's done. But when he is seen as the life preserver for this rotation, well, then we're all going to drown. Now, I'm not telling you to panic. I know it's baseball. We can't panic. But can we think of a lighter version to the word panic? Text the show at 105050. Are you filled with dread? Are you alarmed? Are you living with trepidation? Are you agitated? Is your heart and brain filled with consternation? Whatever you want. But after last night, I am feeling some version of panic light. And that is no good. And that is my opening thought.
I'm finished.